Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
On one of the biggest sports nights in New York sports, welcome to a very special edition of Evan and Tiki live from Yankee Stadium. It is a little bit of a rainy Yankee Stadium, but don't worry. I've talked to the weather people, all the experts. The rain will stop. There will be baseball tonight. There will also be a game six not many miles away from here at Madison Square Garden, where the Knicks are going to try to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. We are all over both stories. Carlos Mendoza will join the show. Aaron Boone is minutes away. And, of course, we'll get you set for Knicks game six. Here's what's funny about tonight, Tiki. Tonight's one of those nights, no matter how it ends, no matter what happens in Juan Soto's first at-bat or what happens at Madison Square Garden, tonight's one of those nights where you're going to call Sports Talk Radio in 15 years and tell your story.
Right.
I was here. I was there. My wife wouldn't let me watch. I had an anniversary. I had a birthday. Either way, no matter what happens tonight, tonight in New York sports is one of those story nights that you will refer to many years from now.
You know who's going to have a great one, too? Hopefully, it's Tommy Lugauer. And we'll talk to him a little bit later about what his plan is, because I can just see it right now. Juan Soto, top of the first inning, goes yard, and Tommy's got a dilemma to decide.
What's the dilemma?
Do I leave or do I go? Do I stay right here and watch the rest of this Mets game, or am I getting the heck out of Dodge?
Well, let me tell you something.
Trying to go watch the Knicks game.
The memory of tonight, and I want to win. Aaron Boone, who's about to join us, wants to win. I understand that. The memory is going to be the first at-bat, and then it's just one of six games that were played between the Mets and the Yankees. That's just my opinion. But joining us right now, the manager of the New York Yankees. Yep. Aaron, good to see you. Aaron Boone joins us right now. How you feeling, man?
I'm good.
Let me ask you this, because I saw it. I watch your press conferences every day, and I noticed the Knicks are on in the background a lot. Obviously, you're not rooting for them. Is the locker room like really into this Knicks run?
Yeah, I think so. I am rooting for the Knicks.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Dude, you're a Philly guy. What are we doing?
You have Philly in your soul. How can you root for the Knicks?
But I've tried to explain this before. It's like I absolutely do. I love the Eagles. I love the Sixers, right? But that said, like, I want the Giants to be good. I want the Jets to be good. Like, and I'm absolutely pulling for the Knicks, especially, you know, getting to meet Jalen, and Josh Hart's been out here a bunch, and I know some people in the front office, so I am all in. And for the Celtics, I grew up.
That is true.
You know, being tormented by
Larry
Bird.
That is true. They're a bigger enemy. That's fair. So, will you get updates in the middle of the game? Will someone whisper and say, hey, by the way, Knicks it down by 12, Jalen's struggling?
The crowd will let you know. Actually, it was one.
Will they show it on the scoreboard? Will they show it here?
If they win, they'll show it. But I noticed in our game, I think it was against the Padres last week, like, there was a bustle in the crowd before we had come back, and
right.
I'm like, ooh, Knicks must be doing it. And it was a road game, and I was like, ooh, they're going to win this game. So I'm actually into it from afar and paying attention, so I'm hoping we can shake hands tonight and come in and watch the fourth quarter.
Tell us how you assess the first 40 or so games of this season. I mean, obviously, you're sitting atop the American League East, but from your perspective, what's gone right? What could be better?
I would say incomplete. I think, you know, we've put ourselves in a good position now. I think we have a chance to be a really good team. You know, we're going to hopefully slowly get some people back that are important people for us. You know, the trade deadline comes. You never know what that brings. We're getting Jonathan Loaisiga back tonight, which is, you know, he's such a big part of our bullpen. You know, and a lot of, you know, I've been excited about a lot of our young guys. I feel like are coming of age a little bit and really establishing themselves as core pieces of the team. And, you know, some of the guys that we've brought in have done a really good job. So, you know, I feel like in a lot of ways we could be a little better than we've been already. But that being said, we've got out of the gates and we've put ourselves in a good spot to go have a really good season.
The one question I told Evan I had to ask you, and I'm going to put you in the mind of every other manager in baseball, at least the your opponents.
Yeah.
Why the heck do people keep pitching to Aaron Judge?
I don't know. There haven't been a lot of situations this year where I've said, well, they got to walk him here. There's been a couple where they have walked him, where it was kind of obvious and it made sense. But frankly, there haven't been a lot of situations where I'm like, they got to walk him right here. I know there's going to be teams and scenarios that come up in the year where you're going to see that one, that kind of Barry Bonds one, where they just put him on. I was talking to D-Row with MLB, and he was like, they should have walked him to lead off the inning the other night. And I think I disagree with that. And but – Every team's going to treat it a little bit differently, and we'll see. And hopefully, if they start doing that, I feel like we are equipped as a team to take advantage of that.
Well, I mean,
we'll take our – if you want to put them on to lead off the inning, okay, let's go.
And my view as the opponent, at least tonight, would be I'll let everyone else beat me. Like, this guy is so locked. He's hitting over 400. Mm-hmm. He's got an OPS of 1,100. Like, I get it that 11. Most times,
I think you're a little
1,200.
I think he's over 12.
1,300?
Yeah.
Is that where he's at?
I think he's – it's ridiculous.
But that, and that's the point, because you mentioned the word. You mentioned Bonds. Like, to me, we haven't seen anything like this since Bonds.
Yeah.
And Bonds was treated with that respect where even leading off innings or in that rare case, bases loaded, we're not going to face him.
Yeah.
I'm looking at him as an opponent tonight and saying I would. There's no scenario where I would face him. Am I crazy?
I think you are.
For that reason or for a different reason?
No, I mean, look, I see teams pitch to him, and, you know, like Tampa kind of always goes after him.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is, you know, if you execute to a T, you can get him out. But he just doesn't chase, and he's so dangerous.
We've been playing this game where if you go back to the last 162 games, here are Aaron Judge's numbers. It's absurd. 370, 65 home runs. As someone who's managed now, who broadcasted, who played, have you ever seen a guy this locked in?
No. Now, I always say, like, I see all his outs, so I see, you know, the whatever, when they do get him out and they pitch to him effectively or whatever, so there's probably a level of, like, I take him for granted, and I tell him this all the time. I'm like, man, I think I take you for granted, because I feel like he'll come in, we'll be, you know, after a win or something, we're doing our ceremony that we do after wins and stuff, and he'll be like 1-for-3 with 2 walks and a double. I'm like, eh, get him tomorrow.
Like, that was a bad day.
Yeah.
You know, we could wax poetic about Aaron Judge forever, but some of the guys around him, and I think this is a healthy problem for you to have. We started the season wondering who was going to lead off. I predicted Austin Wells. I predicted he'd go yard on his first at-bat, which exactly he did. But you've had many options up there, and Trent has emerged, Grisham, as a great one.
Yeah.
Talk about the surprise of him, because I don't know if any of us expected that out of him. I know he's a great defender.
Yeah.
Been a Gold Glove a couple times.
So
I don't think anybody expected that with his bat.
Yeah, let me take you back to the start of spring. So I get down there a few days before pitchers and catchers are reporting, and he had he pulled a hamstring kind of running, getting ready to come to spring training. So I knew he was going to be a little bit behind. It wasn't that serious, but, you know, he was going to be a week, 10 days late getting into games. Really, though, from jump when he came in, like, man, he was moving really well, and it was noticeable to me. Like, I was like, man, he looks really good. And the at-bats from jump were really, really good when he started playing in games in early March. And he's carried it into the season. Like, there's days that he's gone 0-for, and it's like, man, that's a heavy at-bat.
Right.
Like, he controls a strike zone. He's getting his swing off all the time. He's playing great in the field and just moving really well and just – He's been a great player. Great player.
He really has.
Yeah.
When you guys acquired him, there was this throw-in you also got in the trade named Juan Soto.
Yeah.
Tiki has been suggesting it has been obnoxious as all hell, he's been consistent, Aaron, for 2 months, that Yankee fans should stand up and turn their back and not cheer, not boo, just ignore Juan Soto.
Because if you boo him, that means you hate him. And we want indifference. Look, you were great for us. You took us helped us get to a World Series a year ago, but now you're a Met. We're just going to stand here quietly while you do your thing, and then maybe we'll turn around. Yeah. But that's what I've been saying. That was my announcement for today. That suffices.
Oh, that works?
That suffices.
What do you advise Yankee fans do when Juan is announced tonight?
I don't advise anything. I'm curious at some of the reactions and some of the, I'm sure, creative things that will come up. Hopefully it's just everyone staying in line and just appreciating two really good teams in a night that is, I think, incredibly special in what's going on in the city. With the Knicks doing what they're doing, the buzz around us and Juan coming back to play, hopefully it's just a great baseball game and we can all appreciate what goes on. Everyone's safe and there's some creative things that go on.
Did you just drop a hint when you said buzz? Are you saying that Carlos Rodon may buzz Juan Soto on the first pitch? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Would you stop it?
Do you think this team is better with what you were able to do? Obviously, you tried to keep Juan. He's a tremendous player. I'm happy he's a Met, but you guys were able to pivot, and you added Goldie, and you added Cody, and you added Max Fried, and I'm not sure how many of those moves are made if you keep Juan Soto. Right. Do you almost feel this is a better team with the moves you made after?
Look, I mean, we went to the World Series, so we got a long way to prove that out or not. We're a different team. We're constructed different, and we have different strengths. You know, it's hard to replace. I mean, what Juan did, and especially in the context of Juan and Aaron, like the historic nature of what they were as a pair last year was unbelievable. So it's impossible to say that. I mean, but I feel like, again, I feel like we have the makings of a really good team. But again, we're still incomplete and still working to get there.
What do you think Juan's mindset is going to be today? We know Mindy gave him a day off a couple days ago, and that was to give him a couple days, sure, to get himself prepared for this. But what's he going to be like? You spent a year in a clubhouse with him. What's this going to mean to him?
Yeah, hard to say. I mean, he's a killer. So, and look, I mean, I have nothing but love for Juan and what he was for us and in our room. And from my standpoint, getting to manage a player like that, like, he was so coachable, wanted to be coached. You could be frank with him about certain things. So, look, it'll be, for me, like, I'll probably see him out of batting practice. It'll be great to see him. I got to see him in spring training for a minute. And then, then 7 o'clock rolls around and, we got to try and figure out a way to contain him. So, I don't know. I'd probably look at it a little bit different.
We're talking to Aaron Boone. We're live from Yankee Stadium. Mets-Yankees begin the Subway Series tonight. Ben Rice has been tremendous. In fact, some Yankee fans have told me he's the best 22 in New York. That's how happy they are with him.
Yeah.
Is there any plan, especially if you guys get healthy with Giancarlo, for Ben to try to play third base, to try to play second base, or is it going to be exclusive first base catcher DH for Ben?
Yeah, right now. I mean, people for the history of time have been just throw that guy at third base. And I think it's why there's a reason why there's very few third basemen in the Hall of Fame, because it is a position where you expect offense out of, traditionally speaking, but you got to be a real infielder to play over there. So it's hard. Look, I'll never say never, and we'll see. He's taking ground balls out there. He takes his ground
balls.
Does
he do that every day?
No, he takes his ground balls. He does all his catching work pretty much every day. It does his ground ball work at first. Occasionally, he'll jump over to the left side of the infield. So, look, you never say never to certain things, especially in certain matchups and situations, but really no plan to do that right now.
Does he do that on his own? Like, is he almost trying to say, hey, Aaron, I can do this? Because I'm sure he knows, hey, big picture, if I want to get consistent at-bats, I may have to play another position.
No, I don't. I think he's just in such a good place as far as his confidence, his preparation, what he needs to do to be ready and productive every day. And, so he's just kind of I think doing a really good job of kind of living in the moment, staying in the moment, and obviously he's been a huge part of our team.
So we should rule it out because we've talked about this a lot. Ben Rice playing another position. It's not really on the table.
Not really on the table.
Okay.
Evan brings up an interesting dilemma that's on the horizon, but we don't know how far on the horizon it is. That is Giancarlo coming back and you having this log jam. Mm-hmm. What is the update on Giancarlo? I know we've heard from, you know, from a whatever, a 30,000-foot view, but your understanding. I remember last year when we talked about his hamstring, you were like, no, he's going to be back in a month. He was back in a month.
Yeah.
Where is Giancarlo Stanton?
So, excuse me, he's getting close. He's running bases now, which is kind of his last running progression. He's been hitting a ton, you know, off traject and velo and all those things. So there'll probably be a conversation here over the weekend, I would think, about do we want to send him down to Tampa and start getting those regular live at-bats? What kind of rehab situation do we want to do? But he's definitely getting close to being able to, you know, play in some way, shape, or form in some games.
Now, the tennis elbow thing, it feels odd for a baseball player, but it is what it is, especially given his size and how strong he is. But is this something he's going to always deal with, or will he come back and feel fine?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be some level of it because it's in both elbows, which is crazy. And even last postseason, like, he was waking up some mornings and, like, could barely pick up a bat. Now, once he got going, you just kind of deal with it, and so we'll see.
Is that why we saw him taking batting practice before everybody else during the World Series? I mean, honestly, we were sitting in the air.
We noticed that every game he was out there.
He was just in that. He was in a different land mentally, like just in his how locked in he was and his routine and what he want. He was very specific of what he wanted to do every day to be ready. But we'll see. You know, we'll see how it goes. And I think part of the reason he did all the different kind of treatments he did kind of right before spring training and then as spring training started was to try and give him every chance once he does ramp up and go to have a smooth as possible. That said, he might have to deal with it. I don't really know.
How much at-bats would he need rehab-wise before you're comfortable activating him?
Probably not a ton because he's, in a lot of ways, probably already had a ton of at-bats with his amount he's been hitting lately. So we'll see. And he's different than a normal guy going out on a rehab where they're playing a position and I want to get him up to 7, 8, 9 innings and back-to-backs and things like that. So his will be a little bit different likely.
And I assume he's not playing the field. Is that ruled out? Because he didn't do it last year.
Yeah, it's probably ruled out. But, you know, as we go, we'll see if that's, you know, even a consideration on a given day, though.
DJ came back earlier this week, stepped right in, obviously needed to because of the horrific Oswaldo Cabrera injury. Where is DJ, right? What can you expect? What can we expect from him?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's had a really good ramp up. It's been methodical, and he too has logged a lot of at bats, not just in rehab games, but behind the scenes before he was getting live at bats in Tampa. So he had a ton of at bats, probably 50 or so, coming in before he got ready. He's healthy. He was on base a couple times his first outing the other day. He's not playing today. He'll start tomorrow and Sunday likely. We'll see. I mean, there's hopefully he comes in and kind of grabs a role and becomes a key part for us.
You look at Devin Williams, one of the best closers in baseball, comes here, struggles. Do you think it was related to the pressures of coming into New York and being the closer? What do you think? Do you think that was a big reason?
I don't think so. I think historically he's been a little bit of a slow starter. There were a couple outings that were a little wonky, so it got really noisy. Like the Tampa outing was he strikes the first batter out, a little weak tapper to third. We don't make the play. Would have been two out. And then kind of a bloop here, and it's like, oh. So he's throwing the ball well. I think that's going to win the day. He's had a couple really big outings back-to-back for us in the 10th inning with the ghost runner where he shut him down. So I think he's in a good spot moving forward. You know, he started the season, you know, had a kid, so he was away for a few days. So it's a little bit disjointed in kind of the regularness of his work to start. But I think we're talking about a guy in the prime, and we're seeing that with his stuff, and I think that's going to prevail.
Would you hesitate to insert him back into the official closer's role?
Not necessarily. You know, obviously Luke's doing amazing things back there as well. So I look at it as now we're getting Johnny Loaisiga back and how well Cruz and Leiter have been pitching and Timmy Hill. So we have a lot of, I feel like, really good back-end options. And hopefully, I really believe over time, like, our bullpen's going to end up being a real strength for us. So, no, I wouldn't hesitate at all.
You know, we asked this question last year, and it was Mindy's first Subway Series a year ago, and we had this question. But after watching him do what he did a year ago, where it took him all the way to the NLCS, Mindy's done a great job. I mean, you know him very well, obviously, having been all the time you spent with him. But assess him. Right? He's done a great thing. And right now they have the second best record in baseball.
Yeah,
right
not, now. First of all, not surprised. I mean, he's just he's got – you know, he's got, for being a young man and didn't play in the big leagues, like, he's got so much experience as a player, then in player development in different roles. Like, he's a really good infield coach and like, that specific, being a bench coach with me, like, he has really good knowledge of all the, of what every coach's role is and what they do and player development and those relationships and how it all kind of works together. And then he's just an A-plus person.
Right.
So not surprised at all with, you know, how he's handled everything. And I know he's equipped to handle whatever comes his way. And he, like last year, there was a lot of adversity for him early on, and he didn't flinch at it, and not surprising. So they got themselves a really good one. I'm really fired up for his success.
So you have a perspective on this Pete Rose thing that a lot of people don't have because you knew the guy. And yeah. I heard what your brother said. Your brother was interesting.
What did he say?
He said, I'll break it to you. He said, Pete Rose was my favorite, if I had to pick a favorite, right?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't put him in the Hall of Fame. He broke the one cardinal rule that you can't break.
Yeah.
What's your feeling on the new life that Pete Rose has in terms of possibly being elected to the Hall
of
Fame?
Yeah, I think I fall on it's a museum, and, you know, Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame based on what he did. Now, the ban from baseball and not being allowed in the game, I agree, because that is the, you know, the ultimate, you know, rule from an integrity of the game standpoint. Mm-hmm. But I would want him in the Hall of Fame.
So are you going to argue with Brett on Thanksgiving like about this, or is this like, who cares? We're not even going to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll see him this week. So.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Well, you could argue this week then.
That's right.
Aaron, appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thank
you,
Aaron. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you.
Good luck the rest of the season.
Thanks, Brett.
Not as much this weekend.
Yep.
But good luck the rest of the season.
Go Knicks.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Aaron Boone, the manager of the New York Yankees, will come back. We'll set the stage for tonight. We'll set the stage for the Knicks situation as well. We're doing it on the road, brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody, as we're here until 6:30 tonight.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You will hear tonight's New York Mets versus New York Yankees game right here on the Fan Pregame Show beginning at 6:25. We just spoke to the Yankee manager, Aaron Boone. You can rewind on the Odyssey app if you missed it. Here's the way I view tonight. For the Knicks fan, you'll never forget tonight's game. You'll never forget either beating the Celtics and advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals, actually having a home clincher for the first time since June of 1999 when they beat the Indiana Pacers to advance to the NBA Finals, or even in defeat. You lose tonight, and all of a sudden, you'll never forget that blown opportunity of Game 6 at Madison Square Garden.
Right, and your sphincter gets really tight.
Very. And Monday becomes a very nervous day. So that one off the top is, without question, no matter how the game goes, close game, blowout, win, loss, Game 6, Madison Square Garden tonight is one of those nights you will never forget.
Right.
The way I view the Subway Series is I think we will all forget the result. But we won't forget
of the game.
Of the game.
But not the series.
But no, the series I think too you'll forget. I don't think anyone's going to remember 2 years from now, even next year, what happened. I think the memory is going to be the Soto at-bat, the reaction of the at-bat, the result of the at-bat, anything that goes along with it. And the example I'd use to prove my opinion on this is Roger Clemens' return to Shea Stadium as a Yankee in 02 after the whole bat incident. Because I don't think he came back in 01, so it was 2002. And no one remembers the outcome of that game. Like, I could ask a million Met fans and Yankee fans what happened in that game.
Yeah, you're right. The result doesn't matter necessarily. And I think that's further compounded by the fact that both teams are off to a good start. So if they lose one of these games, or even they lose the series, it's not putting them under 500. It's not knocking, well, it could if the Phillies end up charging through this weekend. But you're not going to fall under 500. You're not going to lose your place in the division, most likely. And so what does it really mean, other than what it means for the fans?
It means what it means in the moment. Like, as a diehard Met fan, do I want to win tonight? Of course. I'm not going to lie about that. I'm just saying, in the grander picture of what this day means in New York sports, we won't remember the result. We're going to remember the moment. And Clemens, I'm telling you, I feel good about this because I really thought about this for a while, Teek. It's the best comparison. Because if I ask a Met fan or Yankee fan about that day 23 years ago, they only remember Sean Estes throwing behind him.
Yeah, because he was the only player that you were really emotionally negative with.
Yes.
Right, one or both sides. It was an emotional negative. And tonight, it's going to be that way, potentially, with Juan Soto.
And
there's a massive emotional negative from the Yankee fan towards Juan Soto.
And I really believe it was about one fan base. So when Clemens came back, it was more about the Met fan bloodthirsty revenge.
Yeah,
and most Yankee fans were like, who cares? Like, it's been 2 years. We beat you in the World Series. Like, it was a Met event. And so Estes throws behind him. Eventually, Estes hits a home run off of him. But no one remembers that. I'll tell you the final score of that game. 8-0 Mets. Nobody remembers. But you remember the moment. And I think tonight, to me, is about the Yankee fan. Because as a Met fan, I'm only speaking for myself. What do I care about Juan Soto's return? Like, he's a Met. I'm interested in the New York perspective of Yankee fans reacting and how they feel and what Soto does. But to me, this is about the Yankee fan and the Yankees more than it is me.
Yeah, but the Yankee fan, it's going to happen once, right? Are they going to boom every single time?
They're going to boom every single time, but I think what's going to be memorable, besides a game-winning hit,
of course. By the way, I'm still saying, don't boom them. I'm espousing not doing that.
You haven't given up on this yet?
Stand up, turn around, and face the back of the stadium and do nothing. At least the first time. Then you can boo him after the fact. But maybe he strikes out and you cheer.
Well, yeah.
Right? Do something like that.
Yeah. I think the only way a non-first at-bat from Soto is memorable years from now is if he ends up hitting a game-winning home run. You know, or strikes out with the bases loaded. Like, here we are, bases loaded. Yankees up 5-4. Luke Weaver on the mound. Here's Soto. And he strikes out, which we will never hear the end of as Met fans, by the way.
Right, but he did that earlier in the season, and I don't even remember who it was against.
Because they faced the Astros. That's
the circumstances
why.
Were, but I don't remember it.
That's,
you know what I mean? I just remember it happened, but the details are fuzzy to me.
But that's what
I think years from now we're going to remember about this incredible sports night?
No, I think years from now we're going to remember how terrible traffic was getting in, because the transit strike in New Jersey is going to be a disaster for people trying to come from that
side.
Is
this going to affect people getting to not only Madison Square Garden but here Yankee Stadium, because there's no Jersey transit?
It depends on how many people or fans are coming from New Jersey. And maybe, look, you looked at the tickets in the break. Maybe that's one of the reasons that they're falling, is because it's going to be difficult to get here. Because driving in this morning, late morning, every sign on the highway was, be prepared, delays expected, New Jersey's transit strike in effect.
You know what? That's a great question. Paul Rosenberg, who did a fine job buying me ice cream two nights ago in Boston, Massachusetts, is also manning the ship back in New York City, back in Manhattan. Rosie, I never usually say this, but if someone calls in today who is planning on going to Madison Square Garden, or planning to go to Yankee Stadium, but this transit strike has thrown a complete wrench into their plans, expedite the phone call and let us know, 888-808-1019, because it is a great point, Teak, that we have real-world problems around us.
I know.
A transit strike on a Friday in which there are events everywhere.
Right, and I think it's the trains, I think it's the buses, so it's what Sean was talking about yesterday. It's not just the Mets and the Yankees here in the Subway Series at Yankee Stadium, and the Knicks at the Garden, but there's concerts.
There's a MetLife Stadium concert with the guy who wrestles once in a while. What's his name?
No. Who is it?
It's Shakira.
Shakira.
Oh, I got that wrong then. Right. I'm thinking of...
You're thinking of Bad Bunny.
I'm thinking of Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
I'm sorry. Right. Wait, no. I was right. Pitbull didn't wrestle, but I think his music was used for a WrestleMania.
Yes, you are correct.
So I think that one counts. So we have Pitbull, Shakira.
Right.
We got something going on at UBS.
Right.
Kane Brown.
Kane Brown.
Whoever that is.
Come on.
Country singer.
More people listen to Kane Brown than are going to watch the NBA Finals. It's a massive show.
I'm not questioning if people watch them or not. I'm admitting that I know nothing. And then, of course, you got Mets, Yankees, and you got the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. So New Jersey Transit's going to be a pain in the rear
end
tonight.
It is going to be a pain in the rear end. So a lot of people might just decide, I'm going to go down to the shore.
I'm just giving up on this sports
thing. Get in my car and go south as opposed to get in my car and come east.
We will get to your phone calls, including the news around a tribute video or no tribute video for Juan Soto. Brandon Tierney broke the news earlier today, and I trust BT.
Okay.
All right? And he revealed that there will be no tribute video.
Wow.
So we'll get into that coming up in a few minutes, 888-808-1019. It is Knicks, it is Mets, Yankees. So I don't want anyone to think they will be ignored. Tonight and today is an everything day with these two monster stories. The Knicks trying to close out the Celtics, and obviously Juan Soto's return. Let us lead it off with Jeff calling from Florida. How are you, Jeff?
Jeff, what up?
Hello.
Hello, Jeff. All right.
What's going on?
What's up?
Sorry. Yeah, real quick about the Mets. I don't understand the hatred for Soto. I get it, but I don't understand it. It's like,
I'm with you, Jeff. I don't get it either.
Well, hold on. Jeff, you're a Mets fan, you said?
I'm a Mets fan, and I don't understand in general why Yankees fans hate the Mets to begin with.
Hold on. I'm gonna help you out on the hate for Juan Soto, because I did a little research earlier today, and maybe this will help you. How old are you, Jeff, out of curiosity?
I'm 38.
You're 38 years old. So do you remember when the Mets acquired a pitcher by the name of Mike Hampton right before the 2000 season?
I remember, and I remember when he left the Colorado for the great school system.
Yes. Well, so Mike Hampton comes here.
So he said.
Mike Hampton comes here, and much like Juan Soto, who didn't sign here as a free agent, he was traded here, leads the Mets, a big contributor to leading the Mets to a World Series. They lose the World Series, and he leaves at the end of the year for money. Right, Jeff? Except he said it was the school system. When he made his return in August of 2001, he got booed out of the building. So you tell me, as a Met fan, and I'm not saying you were in the building or I'm accusing you of it, why did Met fans hate Mike Hampton, and what's the difference between that and Juan Soto?
I think a big difference is that Soto was a huge reason why they made the World Series. Hampton, he pitched a complete game five of the LCS. But Soto's an everyday player that made Judge better, that made the team better. Hampton, I do get that for a certain extent, but it's like they're saying like Soto was dead to them or whatever. It's like he didn't pick to go there, and I think the Hampton thing was just based on the fact that he just made up that stuff about the school system.
You know why I would disagree with you on that?
But I could see why lying about why you left was a big reason why you would be, hate him.
Well, what has Juan Soto said about why he left?
It was about the money.
He hasn't said that, though.
But we know it was about
and
the money.
And we know Mike Hampton left for the money.
We don't need to hear Juan Soto say it because we heard Scott Boras say it.
Okay, same thing with Mike Hampton. I think the same thing applies. He just gave an answer that...
But Juan Soto didn't give an answer.
Yeah, he did. The Mets have a better future than the Yankees. He threw that in there in the press conference. No, he didn't say better.
He said, I like the future of the Mets.
Well, it's the same thing,
though, it is not.
I think it's the exact same thing. I got to be honest with you. The only difference
At least it's baseball related. Mike Hampton's talking about his kids.
You think Mike
Hampton... That's just cheap, man.
You're
going to use your kids as a reason you want to get the hell out of New York?
They did the same thing. They hid the fact they left for money with something else. And Met fans booed Mike Hampton, and it was the same scenario. Don't tell me Soto did that much more for the Yankees. So Hampton was the NLCS MVP.
Yeah, but he was...
He was the ace of the team.
Okay, but he's the ace. He's a pitcher. Soto played every day.
I get it, but...
And he hit the home run to send the Yankees to the World Series.
Every comparison can't be 1,000% the same. Acquiring a guy... In their contract year, Mike Hampton, Juan Soto. Mm-hmm. Led to World Series, Mike Hampton, Juan Soto. Leaving free agency, Mike Hampton, Juan Soto. And Mike Hampton went to the Rockies, the least offensive team known to man. And by the way, when he came back that year, he had a 5 ERA, and he got booed by Met fans. So here's the thing I'll tell my fellow Met fan. Don't act like you're bigger than this, because we've done it.
Yeah, well, here's the difference.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Biggest difference. The Mets desperate for... World Series, desperate for consistent greatness, desperate to be a team that's reckoned with all the time. The Yankees have that, right? They're always in the postseason. The championship record goes, you know, all the way back to the beginning of baseball. Do the Yankees need to be that fan base that boos somebody because he left and it leaves them desperate for what they don't have? The Yankees have it. You know, do you get the difference? You see what I'm saying?
I'm more admiring you. I'm admiring that here we are. We're hours away before first pitch. You have fought a war gallantly for 4 months.
I have. I'm going to keep fighting it.
I know, but this is one of those wars like it's over.
Nope.
You lost.
I'm going down with my sword in my hand. I'm not laying it down.
This is like when the poor British.
And I'm going to be disappointed in all you Yankee fans that boo Juan Soto. Hear me loudly and clearly.
I understand.
I'll call you out on Monday.
Well, yeah.
When we get back on the mic.
You're going to have a
Don't
lot.
Don't boo Juan Soto.
This is like, you know, back a long time ago, they didn't have telephones. They didn't have email. So when the King of England gave up and said, all right, we're going to give these colonies up. We lost the Revolutionary War. It took weeks and months for those poor British fighting in Massachusetts to even know the war was over. Mm. So here they are fighting. Meanwhile, they lost.
Right.
And no one can tell them. That's Tiki Barber, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. The war is over.
How do I? You've lost. Hasn't happened yet. The battle hasn't happened yet.
Let's go to Alex, who's calling from New Jersey. How are you, Alex?
What's up, Alex?
What's going on, guys?
All's good.
What's up, man?
Good. I'm not going to ask you how your day is going. I'm going to tell you how your day is going to go. Nice. And I'm going to start with Evan.
Yes.
Evan, you're going to have mixed emotions. You're going to have a great one side half being happy as Soto gives it to the Yankees. And you're going to be devastated as the Knicks go on to the Eastern Conference Finals. Mm. And same thing for you. You're going to enjoy the Knicks victory. But Soto Daddy is going to deliver it to you along with Pete Alonso.
I mean, if Soto goes yard on his first at bat, boo him.
Then it's okay.
Then it's okay. But when he walks up to the box, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, yeah.
He just took you to a World Series.
That call from Alex, and we appreciate it, reminds me that, and you may not be aware of this, but I always want to be honest with you. I want to be honest with the audience. SNY is with us. I am facing major backlash in the Rico Bronya community.
Why?
Because I was asked a question on a Rico Bronya the other day by a loyal emailer who said, hey, Evan, on Friday night, would you sign for a Met loss if it meant a Knicks loss? Or vice versa, would you sign for a Met win if it meant a Knicks win? And I was very honest. I said,
that's a dicey question.
I said, you know I love my baseball team and every game matters, but there are two other games in this series. It's a long year. The Mets have played well.
Yeah, but it means
if the Knicks win, they advance.
Right.
And so I made the mistake of being honest and saying I would take a Knicks loss and a Met loss. And the backlash I'm getting is I'm a hypocrite. And Tommy would know this well because I say every game matters. You can't take a game off. What if we finish in a tie? What if we're a game out? And so I'm getting a lot of backlash from the diehard Met fan.
I would not have even thought about that angle. Of course every game matters. But if you lose one to the Yankees, who cares? As long as the Knicks also lose and have, you know, the tighten up as they play on Monday.
It's a who cares until the end of the season?
Yes, you're right.
When the Mets miss the playoffs by a game. And I'm reminded.
Do you really feel like the Mets are in position to miss the playoffs by a game?
It's a very loaded question you ask, Tiki Barber, because no, I feel very good about the baseball
team. You should.
I feel very good about their chances of making the postseason. I do want to win the division. This is going to be a very difficult division to win with how good Philadelphia has played recently, how good I think they are, and the Braves' emergence that will eventually come. So, I feel good they're going to make the playoffs, but you're never certain until it's over. Mm. And so they're right that I'm a hypocrite. I mean, I'm going to admit that because every game does matter. I don't like to give games away, but you caught me in an honest period. What am I supposed to say?
Just root for the Knicks for a day. Can you just do that?
It's
okay if they win, Evan.
Is it okay?
It is okay.
Tiki, I'm going to...
The city will love you for it.
Yeah. Well,
they will appreciate you for it. And then they'll come spending money for your tickets.
Forget that. I'm going to perform a magic trick live in front of everybody. So Tiki has said Knicks should win. I should root for the Knicks to win.
Yes, you should.
I'm going to convince Tiki Barber in less than 30 seconds to root against the New York Knicks tonight.
Go ahead.
Imagine Monday, a nervous Tommy Lugauer.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I'm done?
Less than 20 seconds. Yeah, you're right.
This city you're nervous right. about a game seven.
Forget the city. I just want to see Tommy.
See? Imagine.
Can positive Tommy stay positive?
Will you be positive?
If the Knicks lose
tonight. If they lose tonight and there's a seventh game on Monday, will you remain positive?
I will remain extremely positive. In fact, Evan, I have a proposition for you if there is a game seven.
Go ahead.
We go back to Boston. Hear me out. I will go to the Knicks game, and you will go to Fenway Park for Mets Red Sox. So we split the baby. We go together. Wow. You drive up. You only have to buy one ticket now for the Knicks and then obviously one for the Mets, which I wouldn't imagine would be that expensive. So you're actually not even spending as much money as you did the other day.
This is record time. I'm already getting my phone is ringing. It says my wife. Up now she's texting me. Don't even think about it. So I'm sorry. It is all out of my hands now. Quote, don't even think about it. And by the way, that's all made up, but trust me, in about 2 minutes, it won't be made up. Because that's the message I'm going to get. We'll come back with more of your telephone calls on this interesting night at Yankee Stadium and, of course, a huge night at Madison Square Garden. And I mentioned it earlier, BT was on with Sal in the middays, and his sources are telling him there will be no tribute video for Juan Soto.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.